So, you know, we are recording what taught at the beginning and the end. So if you go on Wednesday night, it'll be there. If you missed any of the last ones, they'll be there also. So they're right under the sermon things on the website. Whether you verbalized something or you were very quiet before the Lord, how did it feel to be able to just to say thank you? How'd that feel? It's an incredible, to me it's an incredible lifting thing even for us. And when we do something for someone else and we say thank you to, and they say thank you to us, we feel pretty good about that. But to me it's an incredible thing, you know, in relation to God, that when He allows us to come before Him and say thank you, it does something to us. You know, I certainly don't know the whole mind of God, and I don't know what it does for Him, but I know what it does for us to be able to acknowledge how good He is to us and to thank Him. So many things that are going on, certainly that we're all aware of in the world, that we could spend all of our time talking or praying about those things and neglect to take a little bit of time to just say thank you, Lord, for who you are. Some of you ladies know that song, Thank You, Lord, right?
Thank you, Lord, for saving my
life. Yeah, that one. We'll sing that in a minute. So you guys in the back row there with all the voices, get ready. We're going to say that before we dismiss. But I want you to turn with me to 2 Timothy chapter 3 very quickly before we dismiss tonight. And Paul is actually going to speak about the antithesis of what we've been doing tonight. And that is that when man's heart gets far away from God, there are so many things that change for us as individuals, as churches, and can even for society. And Paul warns Timothy what it's going to be like in these days, in the last days. And I believe we can look around and see that we're in certainly in those times that he's going to describe here. And I would just say we can be consumed by those times and become bitter and mean and unthankful and all those things that he describes here. Or we can realize that even in the midst of these times, which are not a surprise to God, he still called us to be responsive to him with hearts filled with thankfulness and for filled with praise. So just listen to what Paul says about what the times would be like. It's almost like reading a newspaper or something, but here's what it said. It says, but know this, that in the last days perilous times will come. For men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents. Now look at that next one he puts right in that category. Unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers, without self-control, brutal, despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. And then, boy, if this doesn't speak even of many churches, and maybe even some of our lives at times, what does it say here? Having a form of godliness but denying its power. And then he says, and from such people, and from such people, turn away. When we talk, I've shared a lot with you about knowing God and knowing who He is, and it is in knowing God as He reveals Himself to us that He brings us to a place where we're even able to respond to Him in these ways right here. And sometimes we look at the world around us and we say, why don't they see? Why don't they understand? Why don't they, you know, see how good our God is? Why don't they trust our God? And yet, it's always been that way. But I think the Bible even tells us that in the last days that type of thing is going to be magnified. And there's going to be more of that. And not only more of it, but maybe it seems like Paul says it's going to become the norm. What's going to be abnormal is thankful, courteous, godliness, and all the, you know, just the opposite of these things. That's going to be the abnormal. And with that in mind, it reminds me of what Jesus told us that we are to be. He said we are to be the salt and we're to be the light. So we as believers never have an excuse to say, you know what, this is the way the world is, so we're just a part of the world. Jesus said, no, you're to be the salt and you're to be the light. I put you there to make a difference. And so even what we've been talking about tonight, when we talked about Thanksgiving, that flows out of a realization of who God is. As God shows me and you who He is, and He pours out who He is in our life, there's no way we cannot but be thankful. And as was said by those who came back in, that list is unending. You know, you could just start and you could go all day long with that list. And I'm not sure that that's not what he wants from us. Because thankfulness is an acknowledgement of something. Thankfulness is an acknowledgement that He's God. And He is everything that we need. So with that in mind, next week our focus is going to be on provision. And we're going to talk both about God provides for us and that God through Jesus Christ is our provision. And we're going to pray about that, and I'll share with you some scriptures as we pray together about that, okay? Any thoughts anybody want to share before we...
Go ahead. I wanted to clarify, maybe you'll clarify that next week, because it seems like there will be a great overlapping of thanking Him for His provision.
Yeah.
We did a lot of that today.
Mm-hmm.
But, so how are we going to pray about provision?
Yeah. There's going to be, yeah, I'll tell you next week.
Okay.
Yeah.
Next week. Okay.
Yeah.
You mentioned a few minutes ago about how God might receive our prayers and our thanks, and I can't think of the verse, but I know the scripture speaks of our prayers as a sweet aroma. And that says a lot.
Yeah.
That He does value our gratitude.
It's an amazing thing. I don't know how it works. Could not tell you. Somehow in our prayer, and when the prayer is led by the Holy Spirit and these things are right for us, we get to touch the heart of God. I don't know how that works, but if you think about that, that is an incredible thing that He allows us to do. That's part of that. That's when genuine communion happens between us and God. All right. So let's sing. I want to pray and then that back row, I guess, or anybody else who's got the voice, because I'm not leading out the song, that's for sure. So let's pray. Father, how do we express it to you? How do we actually say thank you? Because those two words at times seem so trivial. And yet, you have blessed us in such great ways, and you have poured out into our life so many things, including who you are. And Father, it's just not right for us to not be thankful to you. And so, Lord, as we think about that attitude of thankfulness and that heart of praise that acknowledges you, Lord, we just can say thank you. And Lord, I hope that our hearts express the depth of those two words, that what we really mean. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Go ahead, sir.
Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank you, Lord, for making me whole. Thank you, Lord, for giving to me thy great salvation, so